Welcome to another episode of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single. Even though you could come in my cereal and tell me it's milk, I would say something's afoot. My guest today is a writer and performer who's written for Jimmy Kimmel and Ellen DeGeneres. She's also been featured on Conan, The Late Late Show, and Modern Family. It's Shannon Joy Rogers!
I was wondering what you were going to say. It was great.
Okay, thanks. Good. I'm glad you liked it. First and foremost,
wouldn't that be sticky though?
What?
Wouldn't it be like if the cum was milk? What if you have Frosted Flakes and it's been there a minute?
No.
Do you know if it's actually the Frosted Flakes are like slightly melting? Is it hot outside? Like, what's going on with that?
I feel like if it was right before I ate it, it would still be like liquidy, but. If he came in my Frosted Flakes and then it sat out for a little bit, then...
You wouldn't know the difference.
I wouldn't. And that's a mean trick to play on somebody.
You're like, wow, these are some oddly savory, funky. Are these stale?
It's a little funky. I don't like it. A couple of these flakes are thicker than the rest. This is not for me.
Some disgruntled worker really got in that box, huh?
Do you remember when... I don't know if you saw this, but a writer whose name escapes me tweeted about finding shrimp in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh yeah, you know what? That guy I edited something for when I worked at Jash, and Jash is a lovely place, and that's all I'll say. He's fine, whatever. I think that the internet kind of handled exactly who that person
it did.
Is. Yeah.
And, you know, not to, like, dig up a dead horse. I don't think that's the phrase. But, like, we never got a conclusion about the shrimps in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It went away. He stopped responding. He didn't like how viral it went and the other attention he got on being maybe not the nicest person.
It's so easy to just be nice. Like,
it is.
Like, who raised these people? Seriously. Sometimes when people are just like, I'm like, yeah, just introduce yourself and say hi and be like, oh, cool shirt. I don't know. It's really fucking easy to walk through this life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nice.
The older I get, the more that makes so much more sense to me. Because it's like when you're younger, you're like, I'm the only girl on this improv team. Fuck that woman. And it's like, why you ever feel like that, you fucking freak?
That is like one of my worst pet peeves, especially in the comedy industry, because it's like there really is enough for everybody. But that's how society is set up.
Yeah.
We're set up to fail. If you, I always make this comment like, there can be five dudes that look exactly the same, all named Trevor. And they're like, we're the prank bros. And people love them. And they love each other. And they actually act like brothers. But, like, you get five black women together and they have to be, like, a housewife or, like, a baller of wives. And they have to be, like, throwing stilettos at each other. Or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not positive or productive, mostly. It's just, like, pettiness.
Yeah. It is fully wild.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah. Like, it took me too long to realize that, like, I have a seat at the table. Also, this table has infinite amounts of leaves to make it bigger so other
and
people...
And you know what? The things on your plate at your seat are for you. And I don't want you... I don't really want that exact combo.
Yes.
Like, you got combo A, I want combo C.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, there is enough. It really, truly... I truly believe that. Like,
I think so. Absolutely. Life is not tapas. Life is not sharing your food.
Like, you had breakfast this morning, and I had breakfast this morning, and we both got to eat because we had the resources
and
there. It's all
fine.
Good.
We're
fine.
Yeah. I mean, this is not nice, but like way back in the day when they'd be like, well, if you can't do it, do you know another black woman? I'd be like, well, I don't know. I don't know. And now I'm like, absolutely. Here's a plethora. Here's 20 black women who can fill this role that I can't do. Or when people are like, do you have a suggestion for someone? I'm like, this is an up and coming person. And I hate that it took me so long to understand that.
I would not feel bad that it took you so long. The fact that you even got there is huge because some people don't utilize their platform. Anytime I leave like an editing job or something, I try to fill it with a female or fill it with, you know, someone and but someone who is qualified. And it's what's crazy is like I have so many fucking qualified female friends. I have so many qualified, diverse friends and non-diverse. Like, I just want people to be eaten so we can all eat.
Yeah. Even with, like, auditions now, when I go out for something that's, like, I don't really read as gruff, and it's, I don't think people want to see me, like, really try to act. So, like, yeah, I have a couple of friends who... I'm not saying they come off as gruff, but they just do it better than me. So I will just send them, I'll send them the breakdown. I'll be like, this, you absolutely will crush this. And
because you're helping them and you're helping the production.
Yeah, because it's like, you're not going to use me. So like, why not just be like, this fucking person's awesome.
And you know what? If you did get used, then that's what, weeks, months out of your time that you're like, I could have been doing something that I'm actually into and enjoy.
Good at and not struggling with and like being like, do they hate me? I'm bad at this. How did you get into editing? Because I feel like that is, or not feel like, it's a male-dominated industry.
It really is. Well, I grew up skating. I skateboard and I rollerblade.
Which is so fucking cool.
It's really fun. I have a just... insane list of injuries that like plague me every day. I've had like so many different mattresses since I've even lived in LA, but so I had a camera in high school. Like, we always had cameras around the house, and then I had like a Hi8 camera, and then like kind of kept graduating with whatever new Sony digital cameras came out, and would film our skate videos and like put them on YouTube or something, like YouTube 1.0, where they wouldn't allow for you to go over like 100 megabytes. So everything's like super low quality and pixelated and stuff like that. But that taught me how to film kind of guerrilla style and how to edit to music. So when I moved to LA, I started doing UCB stuff, and people were like, oh, I need a reel. And I was like, oh, I can just take your clips and put them together. And then like, I started making people's reels, and then I got on a digital team as the editor and DP. So I kind of started from there, and then people were like, we need an editor. So I just work like freelance places like Jash or BuzzFeed, Funny or Die, stuff like that.
Oh, I fucking love that.
So like, whenever I'm between things, I, especially when pandemic hit, I was so grateful that I was able to edit remote, because so many people like went to Zoom. Like, I was editing all the podcasts for, like Crooked or, like, Funny or Die stuff. But they were, like, doing Zoom-type stuff. And so I was like, oh, well, this is, like, way easier than getting, like, a hard drive with, like, huge amount of gigs on it that I can just put that together and get my same day rate. But it was nice.
How did you get into skateboarding? Again, pretty male-dominated. How did you get into skateboarding rollerblading?
I got to show you a photo. My mom found this. She found a box that she thought was Christmas decoration. It was all photos. And so last time we were just at my high school reunion in August, and she showed us all these photos. But there's a photo of me with my very first skateboard on my fifth birthday. And it's a Ninja Turtles board.
Oh, it's so cute.
And I look like I'm 5'5". I'm so tall and lanky. It's so funny. But I have like a tiny helmet on. Yeah, I kind of, like, honestly, Ninja Turtles started me. Then, like, I was like, oh, that's what a real skateboard is. That's like, oh, Welcome to Hell toy machine. That's a real skate video. Oh, okay. Like, in middle school, like, seeing kids, oh, I'm like, oh, those are the shoes I should wear. Okay, cool. I'll you know, whatever. But then rollerblading really took over my life in ninth grade. And that's more so what I, like, competed in and had videos and stuff like that.
Oh, shit. You competed?
I mean, yeah.
What's a rollerblade competition like? I've never been to one. That sounds fun.
There's a good one coming up, I think, in the first week. It's always the weekend after Halloween, Blade Cup. And it's like, yeah, like a $20,000 purse. I won't be skating in it because I can't control myself. I will fall really bad because I want to go. Like, I used to when I was, like, you know, younger. But, I mean, it's kind of, like, essentially, like, the, I don't know if you saw anything of the skateboarding Olympics where it's, like, a skate park and then they have a run or they have, like, best trick.
Oh, yes,
and
then, yes,
then,
okay.
Yeah, it's, like, yeah, like, 45, 60-second run and then you get judged and et cetera. Yeah.
All I want to do is to be able to roller skate or rollerblade for more than a minute. And that's me being generous.
I think you should trade your, you have some Moxie skates, huh? Are they Moxie or Impala? I saw the blue ones.
I have Impalas.
Yeah, you should just get the Impala blades because starting off, the quads are fun and all, mm-hmm. but the blades are going to give you more versatility and more stability, which is why it's harder to be good at it. Because it like you can kind of be good at it right off the bat, but what's counted in like what actually counts and is like, you know, street cred or whatever is a higher level, mm-hmm. you know. But exercise wise, I think blade it's one of the reasons why I think I don't have lower back pain.
Oh, interesting.
It's because I have such strong lower back kind of hip muscles mm-hmm. from skating my entire life. Yeah. Even just standing on them, don't you think?
Yeah, standing on them is so fucking hard. And then trying to turn your toes in so you don't go anywhere, but then you start going backwards because you're not, like, grounding yourself enough. It's just so hard.
But how's your ankle right now?
It is getting stronger each day.
Okay.
I work out with my friend who lives in England. I just mm-hmm. don't like, I've never had a good trainer except for him. So we've been working on, like, ankle mobility stuff and... Yesterday I had a pole class where I like landed on it in a way that I hadn't in a while and it didn't hurt. So I was like, maybe all this ankle shit is working. Maybe I can rollerblade or roller skate again.
Are you wearing an ankle sleeve or a brace while you're doing pole stuff?
Uh-uh.
Anytime you're active, I would. I can say I would for a couple more months.
Okay.
Not while you're doing PT and stuff, but mm-hmm. anything where you could like accidentally step on it wrong, I would use precaution.
Okay.
Even in your skates, I broke my ankle in high school, not skating, walking around the skate park, and I walked off of a ramp probably like 3 feet tall, snapped my ankle.
Fuck.
I was like, really?
Oh, that fucking sucks.
I've had some humbling experiences in my life, but it's all good. Yeah.
That shit fucking sucks. Like, truly, when I looked at my ankle and it looked like a U-turn, and I was like,
oh, no.
No, thank you.
And then recently, I heard it on the way to UCB. I had low-cut Doc Martens. You know how the heel is just, like, a little wonky on Docs mm-hmm. that, like, should be a full boot, but they're, like, the really low-cut, Janes?
Yeah.
And the sidewalk is so shitty right there. It hung up. I had my heavy backpack on, like, two bags of props or something.
Oh, no.
And it just kind of hung up on the sidewalk and really just the ligament stretched.
That shit.
And it was, like, sitting in there. I had to get ice from the Inner Sanctum, and I was just, like, furious in my head. Like, I was walking on the sidewalk. But I went to PT. I think I sent you that place, mm-hmm. Moti. Yeah, and they really did bounce my ankle back. Like, because the soft tissue's so much worse than an actual clean break.
But yours wasn't a clean break?
This time around, it was the soft tissue. But there was scar tissue left over from that previous ankle break. Oof. So it was just like, can this ankle just chill?
Yeah, just fucking chill out and let me walk around, dude. I went on a date with someone, and ooh. We were rounding the corner to get to the restaurant. And I don't even know how I did it, but I rolled my good ankle and was like, no! And he was like, what just happened? I was like, my ankle, I almost fell down. He was like, this response is honestly a lot. Are you okay? I said, I think I'm okay. And then I was like hobbling. He's like, you don't look okay. And I think I was just being a little bit more dramatic than I needed to be, but it was so scary. I was like, I only have one good one left.
I get it. I understand, dude. I don't want, like, please, right ankle, just stay strong for the rest of my life. Like, the left ankle is going to just have injuries every year.
Oh, so mine's the opposite.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to combine ours together then.
Like, mm-hmm. With roller skating, I know that you're not supposed to just, like, be stepping forward, but I cannot understand shifting the weight. And mm-hmm. then, so I get it going. And then while I'm going, I don't know how to do that. And I don't know how to go into turns.
You're probably just pointing your feet out pigeon wise a little too much.
Oh.
But That's what I'm saying. Scrap those quads, baby. Get some blades, man. Blade life. Okay. Come on. Get them blades.
You're not the only person who's like, blades are a little easier to learn on than quads.
It's easier to learn on, and I feel they look better. It just looks like more fluid.
They do look cool. And I saw this lady. God, where was I? I don't remember where I was. But this lady was just zooming on the sidewalk in her rollerblades. And I was like, dude, she looks so cool. She's blading.
Yeah. See? There you go. There's your inspiration. It's a sign.
It is a sign. And I did see some purple ones.
Well, there you go. You are, I was about to say, I'll send you some links to some, but you already got it.
Purple. So, Shannon, I have to say, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've recently been betrothed. Is that what marriage means, or is that engaged? You got married.
I did. Well, technically, we're getting married in 24 hours, but we had a, like at the courthouse, like, but we had a little hang, you know, due to COVID. All the places, well, one, due to 2020 shutting down.
Yeah.
All of the weddings from 2020 and the natural weddings of 2021.
Yes.
Everything is booked up in LA or any Southern California. It's just like so expensive. Mm-hmm. Then you have to take all these precautions. Then you will have to pay as much, if not more, to have half the amount of guests. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like driving us insane. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just, like, not even siblings. Like, his sister and brother-in-law didn't come. My siblings didn't come. Just the four parents and us. Mm-hmm. And we had a weekend in Malibu.
Oh.
It was fun.
That's nice.
And then, yeah, my friend Clay, you know Clay Larson.
Yes.
Right? He came and took photos. My dad, like, loved him so much. And he made the photos look great. And I was like, this is, like, the perfect person to be around parents. You know what I mean?
You looked beautiful. The dress was so pretty.
I did my own makeup.
You did?
I did my own hair and I did my own nails because I was like, I don't need anyone to do this for me. Come on. I'm not paying it. You know what? Actually, we're in the wrong industry. The wedding industry, like, I bet we could both set up a website right now to just write people's vows and make six figures a year.
Wait. You can get someone to write your vows?
The amount of things that just Googling, like, you know, wedding prep, there are so many add-ons to your perfect day. Because the rest of the world, that's like their one day, you know? Male or female, same sex, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, that's their day, you know? And boy, they be paying for it.
Wow. Yeah. So it's like you pay for the venue, you pay for the food, you pay for flowers, you pay for like extra lighting, something to be converted to a dance floor.
The silverware, the chairs, the table, the napkins. Do you want foliage and flowers on each table? Like it's insane.
Were you going to do it yourself or did you enlist a wedding planner at all?
I was going to do it myself up until the day because I was going to I was going to have someone on the day where I could just turn my cell phone off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great.
So that was kind of necessary. But so many places were like, you have to have two security guards and then you have to use our catering and you have to have this liquor license type person come this stuff. And it was just like, my friend, I actually wanted to steal basically exactly my friend's wedding. He had it at this place downtown that's like one of those warehouses that have been converted like for event spaces and stuff. And then had the Koji food truck in the parking lot. And the ceremony was like 15 minutes and like, and I was like, oh, I could skip the DJ and just make a Spotify playlist. Like, I'm resourceful. I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Honestly, yes. Just hit a playlist and have a nice time.
Yep. Have a dance circle. We will, though. We're going to have an actual ceremony on our second anniversary.
Oh, that's sweet.
October 1st, 2023.
I love that. So, okay. How did you get... Wait, how long have you guys been together?
It will be 5 years in December.
Okay. And you guys knew each other before you became a relationship?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
And it's funny that we never met because we have so many friends in common and situations that we were both in. And I'm like, wait, you were there too? Oh, weird.
Yeah, I truly thought that you guys had known each other for like a long time.
Oh, no, you'll like this. I slid into those DMs.
You did?
So what happened was my friend Zora, does a like rap show at UCB, and he had posted a photo in the green room, and I was like, oh, who's that? And then I, you know, just one degree away, clicked on his Instagram. I was like, oh, he's cute. Oh, he has a cute corgi on. Okay. Well, at the time, I was definitely looking. I was like on Bumble and all these things, and I was trying to go on dates. And I was going on dates, like one or two dates, but then like everybody's so flaky. And it's like, I'm like, hey man, I'm just like honest and upfront. I'm just like, yeah, you're either gonna hang out or not. Like, I'm not here to play games. I'm actually don't have anything to hide from you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can date me and get to know me on a real level or later. Yeah.
What was your opening message?
Oh my God, I still have it too. It was something along the lines of like, oh. But what happened first before that is I was like, oh, if I ask Zora about this guy, he is going to tell him because guys are dumb and they don't get that. you have to like be a little coy. So I saw that Allison Rich was following him too. And I texted Allison. I was like, do you know this guy? And she was like, I don't really know him that well. But I know he's really nice. And I was like, am I going to like ask everybody about him? Am I going to like wait till we're like at a party together? Or am I just going to like make a message and send it to him? So I was actually in Austin for Thanksgiving that year, and my friend, I was showing her his photo and stuff, and we concocted a message, and it was like, I'm sorry if this comes off as internet stalkery, but I saw you in my friend's photo and I was wondering if you wanted to get coffee when I'm back in town like later this week. And then we did.
Oh.
And then we just hung out every day since then.
Boy, oh boy, I love that story specifically because people are like, he's got to come to you and you have to be like aloof and don't be the first one to message. But
I've never been that way.
It worked for you.
But kudos to him, too, because he always says that he's like, I looked at it. And I didn't think she was too crazy. Like he looked at my Instagram and he was like, I guess I'll meet her. Okay. This is weird. All right. Oh, actually this is really deep, but Instagram filters your message if you're not following each other. So I actually messaged him because for 2 days he didn't answer it. And I was like, damn it. He doesn't fucking see it. And so I actually messaged him on Snapchat.
Oh, okay. You were really trying to get there.
We really wrote it out, is what I'm saying. Like, we spent one night really writing it out in my notes, and then I sent it, and I was like, I did it. Great. And then I was like, wait a minute. He's not going to see it. And he hasn't seen it for 48 hours or more. Ugh. Then he saw the Snapchat one right away, and then messaged me his number. Like, so.
Ugh, I love
it. Keep it going.
Truly,
chase your dreams. Chase your message.
Go for the gold. Chase your dreams. You can do it. Okay, real quick, we gotta take a little bit of a break. And we're back. So the first date, did you did you know that you were like, I think I'm going to love this person and I think I want to be with them?
No, because I, you know how dating in LA is.
It's
a little wonky.
It's awful.
And it was almost like there were, I could sense that so many people like, they, I don't know, being like a little self-deprecating or like coy or like, yeah, just like self-sabotage-y so that the other person's like, no, you're cool. No, like, I don't need that validation. So like when I was just talking, I'm just like, no, yeah, this is me. You know what I mean? And I feel like the first date was the first hour of the first date was like sort of me just kind of being like convincing, like, no, you're chill. Everything's chill. You know what I mean? There's nerves and everything. But the whole date was we went to Stories and got coffee, then walked around Echo Park Lake, and then before it was all gated off. And then we went to Origami Records and looked at records. And then we went to Bright Spot and had pancakes. And that was it. And then I went to go babysit for some friends that night. It was cute.
That's a sweet first date. And then did he text immediately to be like, I would like another one? Or did you have to reach out again?
No, he did. He, like, to his credit, he really was like no, I like her. He was the same way of like, I'm just gonna, you know. And then our second date was, which was probably like the next week, we took the train to Chinatown and went to a couple of galleries down there and just ate and walked around down there. And after that one, I came over to his house and like when I was leaving, just for like an hour, just to hang out. And when I was leaving, he did try to swoop down to kiss me. Uh-huh. But then like, you could see the like split second where he just put his arm around me and gave me a hug, like as my Uber was waiting. But then when I got home, 20 minutes later or so, he was like, I had a lovely time with you and I loved it. I can't wait to do it again or something. Like, so it was very like, mm-hmm. I don't want to play a game. Yeah, I don't want to play a game. All right, great. Let's not play a game, you know, but still trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, to me, it sounds like you guys like immediately were like, we like each other, but also let's like take it slow and be reasonable.
Yeah.
Which I think is a thing that me personally, and I think a lot of other people don't do. They're like, mm-hmm. I like this person. I'm all in. You're my everything. Fast and the Furious. So we gotta fucking love each other. And it's like, I think we all could just take a step back and chill.
Yeah. I will say it probably depends on the personality too, because there, I feel like I was exerting the same amount of energy for people who were like, I should probably just not text her for 5 days just for no reason. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean by like games and stuff like that. Like, I'm a grown ass woman. Like, I don't have time for, like, I just talk to me like a normal person. You're not going to get judged either way, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not into it, be like, you know what? I'm too busy right now. I don't know if we click. Like, I don't know if I have time for this. Fantastic, dude.
Yeah.
Don't waste my fucking time. Uh-huh. That's great. Like, all right.
Yeah, I think more people could benefit from hearing that. That it's like, if you don't have the time, tell that person. If you don't, yeah. Like, it's like one thing to be like, I am busy, but I can make time for you. That's nice. But if you choose to not make time for that person, let them know so they're not just sitting by their phone waiting for you to text or like waiting for like a DM or something that like they just acknowledge that you're a person. Because that sucks.
Yeah. And don't like be like, yeah, I'll hang out and then like not take like just be cold turkey either way. I don't know.
Fucking agree. Yeah. I've been dating a bunch during the pandemic, or not during the pandemic, like after being vaccinated. And mm-hmm. I've had a couple dates where I was like, this was fine, but I don't want to invest my time in this. So I was like, honestly, I had a really nice time, but I don't really see this going anywhere. So like, best of luck. And nobody has been like, how dare you? Everyone's been like, oh, same to you. Okay. Bye.
I wonder if, fortunately, hopefully I've had my last first date ever. But I wonder if people experiencing, the pandemic was very humbling for a lot of people that, you know, lost their jobs or like mm-hmm. maybe had to move out of the place that they were living. And moving's already stressful. So like moving under the circumstances of like, oh, I can't afford my rent or the city that I live in, or just being in your place, able to afford everything and like being alone, being like, oh, mm-hmm. I can't just like go sleep with or be with or get attention from any rando right now. Like this, I have to actually be with myself and be, you know,
mm-hmm.
and maybe hopefully a lot of people did a little bit of soul searching or I don't know. So,
yeah. I mean, I did a lot of soul searching where I was like, I know what I want and it's a relationship. Also I want someone to be nice to me. So if there's like any indication when I'm on a date with someone where I'm like, they're kind of like rude to the server, rude to the bartender, yeah. or don't tip well, I'm like, I think those traits are going to carry on to this, whatever this is. So mm-hmm. I'm going to say goodbye before, you know, you hurt my feelings.
Right. I mean, fucking tip well.
It blows my mind.
In 2021 on, tip fucking well. I don't care if it's a cup of coffee.
Tip at least 20%.
Let's do it.
Let's just fucking do it.
If a motherfucker is walking over to you and it's got the visor on and the glasses and like a KN95 yes. mask and gloves and everything, tip him.
Tip them well.
Oh my God.
So who proposed to whom?
Oh my goodness. This is so funny because, you know, we... we were really strict with pandemic of like, we moved into a 2-bedroom together 2 weeks before pandemic.
Oof.
So we were both, I had been living in my apartment for almost 10 years, mm-hmm. like in Los Feliz, and he lived not even 5 minutes away in his own apartment. And so like, we were like, oh, our spaces, yay, mm-hmm. nice, beautiful. And then we found this place, and which is an awesome place. And we moved in, and then like 2 weeks later, it was like, oh, we can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then after about a month, like we were really strict with like getting, groceries delivered, getting, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like really staying put. About a month in, we were just kind of like, wait, I'm not sick of you. I'm not sick of you either. Oh, that's great. I was like teaching them how to play dominoes and shit. Like it was actually very, very cute. It was cute that I gotta say that first month of pandemic, I was like finishing books I hadn't read in a while. I was like, damn, I have moved this book from 3 different mm-hmm. locations and I've never finished it. I'm gonna finish it right now. Yeah, it was nice. But so we got the first vax. Well, actually, right before we got the first vax, we weren't even going to park, so we were barely mm-hmm. going on walks and stuff. And then he would randomly ask me if I wanted to go to the beach. He's mm-hmm. like, do you just want to go to the beach today? And I'm like, the beach? Why? I'm going to use a public beach bathroom. I'm going to go in the Santa Monica bathroom. It's all wet on uh-huh. the ground. Like, come on. And literally, he says over 2.5 months, he was like trying to hint at going to the beach, and it was Easter. And he was like, we should just go to the beach today. I was like, on Easter? There's going to be a million people out there. I'm not going on Easter. I was like, I got to stop somewhere to use the bathroom from Los Feliz to Santa Monica. Anyway, it's too far away.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why does he want to go to the beach so bad? Don't understand. And he's like, well, let's just go for a walk. And I was like, all right. And I was like hungover, no bra on, hat, and we were just like walking around the neighborhood, and he seemed really nervous mm-hmm. or something was going on. And I was like, did you talk to your mom this morning or something? Did she upset you? Like, why are you acting this way?
Uh-huh.
I thought he was just being like weird because he like had a weird conversation with his parents or something. And then he had a whole little spiel, and he got down on one knee like a couple doors down from us and then gave me a ring. Yeah, it was nice.
That's so sweet. And I really genuinely, truly love that he was like, please just go to the beach with me. And you were like, no, I can't go to the beach. I won't go.
I was like, please? You don't even want to walk inside Vons. Why do you want to go to the beach? Like, what is going on? Something's not adding. It never occurred to me, though.
Oh, really?
No. I had no idea.
Did you cry?
I definitely, we both were like hugging each other crying, and there was a woman walking like this little furry dog, and she's like in her pajamas just like staring at us like, they're crying, is she okay, like what's happening?
Like, it was really, she's funny. Like, ma'am, are you safe, did he hurt you? You're like, no, he loves me. That's so sweet. Did he like tell your family he was gonna do it? Or
we then FaceTimed all our family, and like I had him FaceTime my dad. And like, yeah, it was really cute.
Oh, I love it.
Everybody was so happy. Yeah.
That's so sweet. So from your first date to like, when was it serious? When did you decide that you were a couple? And was it a conversation that you had?
He said he called me his girlfriend to someone, and maybe like a month and a half in, he was like, that's okay, right? And I was like, yeah. And that was kind of it. And it has always been a very just one date to the next, mm-hmm. incremental, nothing like too crazy. I'd say even with getting married, like it just like all was like, oh yeah, this is the right time. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this is right. This is happening like in a flow, in alignment. So
yeah, I think I can learn from that and just be like a little more chill. Cause I was dating this dude right before the pandemic, and it had only been maybe a month and a half, maybe 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like we weren't hanging out enough to warrant me being like, excuse me, can you stop dating other people? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm devastated. But then I was like, oh my God, Nicole, like it's truly, you're fine. Like this was just a person, and you went on a couple dates with them, and you're fine. You have to just mm-hmm. allow things to happen.
Well, I will say, I don't think that's you needing to chill. You're trying to figure out, you know, where their head's at and mm-hmm. where are they on the same wavelength you are at the same timeline or whatever. I don't think that's needing to chill at all. But I will say something that just came to my mind when you said, I feel like I need to chill. What do you think when you do get into a situation where it's like, okay, we've gone on like four dates or mm-hmm. we've like been together for a little bit, like that next step, is it sort of selfish of like, they better tell me or else? Or is it a mutual of like, I want them to know where I feel mm-hmm. I'm at, and if they can meet me halfway, we can work on it from there, you know?
I would say in the past, it was like, I just need to be reassured that you actually like me and that mm-hmm. this might lead to something. Now, I think I'm like, I'm curious to know. I just want to know where your head is at. Like, and if you are seeing like a lot of other people, just like, are you safe with them? Just so it's like, if you're safe with them, you're safe with me. Like, you know, everything's, mm-hmm. you know, kosher or whatever. But yeah, I think a lot of it in the past was just like feeling like I needed to lock something down so I could finally have a boyfriend. But right. the older I get, the more I'm like, it'll happen when it fucking happens. I'm just curious to know where your head is.
Right. And I don't think the answer is either just completely ignore it mm-hmm. and not work at it at all and let it come to you, because I was actively dating people and I was like, yes, no, 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 mm-hmm. yes, no, yeah. You know what I mean? And like someone I dated for like 3 months before Ross, because I was like dating like one or two dates in between then, mm-hmm. was one of those things like, he'll be, because he was like just giving enough attention, mm-hmm. but like was so obnoxious, probably like one of the most obnoxious people I've ever met. I'm like, all right, but I think I just gave him the benefit of the doubt too much. And I was just, and then like literally one day I just 180 and I was like, peace.
Goodbye.
And it was the best. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then you open yourself up for what actually is meant to be instead of trying to work on something that's like, I keep like butting up into this like brick wall or something like that, you know?
Yeah. I, before the pandemic in the past, I found myself a lot of the times dating people who were like rather obnoxious and mm-hmm. just would like compete with me on the funny stuff. And
so annoying. That is a blessing that, I mean, that is truly a blessing that he's very supportive of things I do. And it does not feel like competition, because mm-hmm. you guys own shit and I got my own shit.
Yeah, you both do comedy, so it really just doesn't come up like as a competitive thing.
No, well, one, he's so much funnier than me. Well, he's fantastic at improv, mm-hmm. and I mostly just, my improv has to be written down and into a script form and uh-huh. edited and maybe filmed and then edited again and color corrected. I more so like sketch stuff. Mm-hmm. But we just have different, like slightly different tastes and slightly different things that we get offered or get. Yeah, there's no competition. Mm-hmm. How we haven't been just a non-threatening mixed race couple on TV yet, I don't know. My mom sent us a screenshot of this Jiffy commercial that was a black woman with braids uh-huh. and a white guy with glasses, and that was literally what we looked like like a few months ago. I took my braids out recently, but I was just like, "Bitch, do I look?" And they were singing, and like we both can rap. And I mean, like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Those were your tethers. Ugh. Do you do your own braids or no?
I learned during pandemic.
Uh-huh. It's hard.
Yeah. Now I've gotten it down pretty well, but it does take a long time and almost as long to take them down.
Uh-huh.
But I just got a keratin treatment before the wedding because I wanted my natural hair out.
What is a keratin treatment? I've never done this.
Ooh, it'll make your hair very soft and it'll make your curls more full. What are you, a 4C hair texture? Very kinky curly. Yeah, yes. 4C.
4C.
Yeah, so that's kind of like when you get out of the shower and it's kind of hard to mm-hmm. run a comb through. You'll be able to blow dry it in like 15 minutes. Oh. You'll be able to like run a flat iron through it and not have to use as much heat. And it's not a, it's a protein and it's not a chemical process like like a perm, a relaxer is.
So you don't have a relaxer?
I don't. And then it'll, and then it'll just start to wear off in about 5 months. And then your hair will kind of revert back to that. But like, I will braid this too eventually, but I kind of, I'll leave it out for right now. But it does, it makes maintaining it so much easier. But like, I also, I'm often in the weave. I'm in the little, the bob with the bangs, cause, especially when I was acting, because I did not want people putting heat on my hair.
Yeah.
It's a struggle.
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so lucky that on the show I'm on currently, the hair girl, or she's a woman, Kimora, I love her. She has taken care of my hair so much. And so, like, she's just like, Nicole, we got to get some oils up in here. Why is it so dry? And I'd be like, it's dry because I don't know how to do it. So she'll send me home with different things to be like, try this, try that. And then it's like grown. So I shaved it in April and it was taking a very long time to start growing. But now I've got maybe like an inch of growth and it's like thicker and it's healthier. So God bless Kimora. I adore her. Kathleen is she's another hair lady at my job and I fucking love her too. Very blessed to work with two black women who know what the fuck they're doing with my hair.
Lucky, lucky. I mean, finding someone to do my hair when I moved to LA was tough, but I've been with this guy. His name's Shadeau. I think you met him.
Yes, he's done my hair a couple times. He's fucking great.
He's so fantastic. I love him. But moving from Austin, Texas to LA, it's so much drier here. And my hair was so like brittle and break. And I was just like, what is going on? And he really helped me get it back healthy. I was going to suggest another thing I do every day is drink collagen in my coffee or tea. There's a brand that I like. It used to only be available online, but now Trader Joe's sells them. I'll send you them. But that also has helped my hair and my nails be really full and strong and grow really fast. But yeah, so like collagen and stuff. And then when I say I like want to just do a full wash to flat iron this. I'll wash, condition, then put on a clear shower cap.
Yes.
I have a hood dryer.
Ooh.
Sit under that for like 10 to 15 minutes because that really gets the conditioner deep into the hair follicle. And then just rinse it out and you can blow dry it or you can air dry it, whatever you want to do. But it does make the hair just like a lot more moisturized. And in California, you kind of need that because it's so... The climate's so dry.
That's what Kimora said. She was like, get you a hood dryer. And I was like, me? I couldn't possibly. Where would I store it? But I did buy a Sibian. Do you know what that is?
What is that?
It's a vibrator, but it's like a saddle.
Oh, my God.
And it's wild.
Maybe that will also help your hair. You're getting some stimulation.
No,
your pores are opening.
I figured out a way to store it. So I'm like, I could store a hood dryer. I make up these things where I'm like, I don't know where I'd possibly put it. But I'm like, but I bought this dumb thing.
Well, it folds down.
Oh, it does?
The one I have folds down. Yeah, it folds down to the hood is about like this.
Oh, okay.
Tall.
That's not that bad.
No, I got the first one at Sally's, and then I tried to buy that exact same one. I think I found it on Amazon. So,
oh baby, I fucking love Sally's.
Yeah, you just get some bullshit while I'm in there.
I get some lashes, get some nail polish, get whatever.
I love. See, I did these today. I love doing
my
own nails.
Those are cute.
So. Thanks.
Polish doesn't dry on me, so I go and I get my little acrylics done. They're little nubbins right now. I got them too short, and she was like, "Are you sure?" And I was like, yeah, they're like the length I had. She's like, they're not. And I was like, are you sure? And she's like, no. And I was like, but I like it. And then she finished and I was like, she was right. These look dumb. So I got to wait for them to grow out a little bit.
They don't look dumb. They look fine.
Thank you. Wait, are you guys going to go on a honeymoon?
Eventually, yes. We'd like to go to Italy.
Oh, I love Italy.
I want to go to the coast of France.
Ooh.
I want to go to like the countryside.
That sounds romantic and beautiful. I really like Europe. I went to Rome, did not have a bad meal. I'm usually lactose intolerant here in the United States of America, but I ate so much cheese and was absolutely fine each and every time. Also, the pasta is not
really
as heavy as it is here.
Yeah, I want to eat, pray, love my way through.
Oh, Shannon, you're gonna fucking love it.
I can't wait.
Real quick, we have to take another break. Okay, do you have any advice for me as a single woman in the midst of a pandemic on like what I should do to get somebody?
I mean, I'd say you're on the right track. I think you have your intentions straight. Like your intention, you're like, no, I don't want just like a fuck buddy where you hit me up every now and then, or I don't want like some kind of flighty person. I want a relationship where we both respect each other and we both, you know, like each other and the D is good and mm-hmm. everything's good. You know, you cook for me and hit me up or whatever, and it's not like playing games. So I think continuing to stay with those intentions, you'll just weed out. You'll start to like notice red flags in people earlier because you're like, oh, old Nicole would have tolerated this and mm-hmm. put up with this, but new Nicole won't tolerate this and put up with it. So I'm just going to move on.
Yeah, I think that's honestly like rather solid to just remember that, like, I tolerated some bullshit in the past, mm-hmm. but now that we're in the present, I'm not tolerating that. And someone's attention and affection is not as important as how they make me feel.
Exactly. And not to be selfish when you're yes. like, tell me what you'd want. Tell me what's going on. It's about the how they feel, too. Because mm-hmm. so, if they feel like, well, she only wants me to be arm candy or something, they might feel that way. And they, I don't know.
I mean,
I know that's not your true intention. But yeah, that's what yes. I'm saying. Keep your intention pure and yeah. you'll be able to find it.
I was hanging out with this guy and I was like, oh, do you want to like pick me up after this party and hang out? And he was like, I'm not your Uber. And I was like, what? And he's like, I don't want to.
Oh, but that like, sounds like just- what?
Well, it was like, I don't want to just, he's like, I'm not waiting around for you to like go to a party. I'm not waiting and then like picking you up. He's like, I have a life too. And I'm going to probably go out. And I was like, oh, yes. I have to remember that you are a person with a life. I came across this Tinder profile that I want to read to you because I found ooh, please. It so wild, but also very upfront. 27 and Capricorn, bipolar, so I'm fucking crazy. Just trying to fuck. I don't do relationships or quote unquote dating. Laughing my ass off. Like, what's that? Looking for a fine doctor chick to hook it up with all the Zans or a record exec girl to hook it up with a record deal. Not stable or conservative in any way. Everyone says I look 10 years younger than I am. You'll get older. I'll stay young forever. You'll fall in love with a dude in this world. I'll still be on my spiritual journey with my God. We're not meant to. And I was like, huh.
We're not meant to. What?
That's it. It ends.
He reached the limit of how many characters he could have in it. He probably typed more and didn't realize it.
I was full, and I was like going through his pictures and I was like, yes, you do look unwell, or not unwell, but like a little, you know.
What's funny about that is like, I wonder if how many people hit him up like, oh, I'm going to be able to keep up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep up with this energy. And then they're like, oh no, he's probably ruined so many lives. But also, there are people like, I can be the one to change him. Mm-hmm. I can be the one to make him settle down. And that's probably so much more attractive than a person who is settled and like, yep, I'm just a cool, normal dude, mm-hmm. normal job, normal car number, whatever. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like,
because it's like, yeah. ooh, this person's going to be exciting. They've already told me that they consider themselves crazy. And they've already told me that they're looking for Xanax and a record deal. So, like, I know where their passion lies. It lies mm-hmm. in being extra chill and some good music.
Well, and also a very clear intention. Yes. His intentions are crystal clear. They might not align with everybody and they might not be healthy. They might not be productive. But you know what? To each his own.
To each their, yep, it's there. So this other man I found, he says, ooh, I have two more to read. Ooh, I have a lot. Okay. This nice person said, please have full body pics. Don't be ashamed of your size. And that one I was like, okay, something must have happened to this man where maybe more than once where he was like, mm-hmm. you are not what I thought you were going to look like. Also, yeah. I'm okay with it. I just want to manage yeah. my expectations.
Right.
That made me laugh very hard. This old man, he's 52. I guess he's not that old, but pretty old for me. 52. He's got a bunch of veins in his legs, and I shouldn't judge him, but he's in a gym and he's holding a very lightweight. And he says, looking for a casual relationship with a younger and confident woman who enjoys the company of a mature male. And I was like, wait a minute. Do you want to be a sugar daddy?
I mean, you don't need it, but you could float that path and see.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I wouldn't mind being a sugar baby. Just quit. Yeah. It would be wild to be like, so I guess I'm just gonna like save my own money and spend his.
Yeah, well, I mean, keep working, then you keep your money and all the money you get from him, flip it in the stocks, flip it in crypto.
Shannon.
NFT, baby.
What is an NFT?
Don't ask me. I don't know. I mean, I know, but I don't know. I know a little. I know just enough about blockchain and crypto. And then I follow a couple of people who do a lot of stocks trading and stuff, which I actually like upped my investments a ton this year.
Ooh.
from reading a lot of their information. And I'm like, oh, OK, I could be investing more aggressively.
It is. I do mutual funds. Which is like bonded stocks, so you don't make as much.
You could probably throw it into an index fund, mm-hmm. and it'll make you fun, or like an EFT for like dividends or something like mm-hmm. that, and it'll make you just a little bit more money.
It is so wild that they don't teach that in school. Like, I get that you have to learn life like, things, but I'm like, this is like aggressively trying to keep people out of making money.
Absolutely. And my sister texted me not too long ago asking if I knew, my degree is in computer science and math. So she asked me to, was asking me to help my nephew, his junior year of high school. I forgot what even the formula, I'm like, what is this? I am someone who was immersed in mathematics and like, you know, had to take like really high level math. I don't even know what that is. Like you're not going to use that.
No, unless you're going to become a scientist or a mathematician, which I don't even know if that's like a job.
But even then, pretty much everything's programmable. Oh. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you're going to need the same number over and over again or equate something, like human computation is not happening. Like, an AI or something mm-hmm. is working on that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be overrun by machines soon enough, and they're going to kill us. Ex Machiato, whatever that movie, Ex Machiato. No, Ex Machina.
Ex Machina.
Oh, my God.
I think Ex Machina.
Very wrong twice.
Ex Machiato is like the Starbucks dark thriller that we might need to create. That is so funny.
And I've said it before on this podcast, and people have tweeted it at me. They're like, here's the correct. I really thought it was Ex Machina. It's Ex Machina?
Yeah.
What does machina mean?
CH is, I think, machine. It's the CH is a K sound.
Oh, I see. Maybe I'll just call it Ex Macarena.
I heard that movie came out like a year or so before it came out in the US. And like, it was like A24's first mm-hmm. movie.
Oh, was
that
it?
They released in the United States, and then it just like exploded. And like,
it's
yeah.
a good movie. Domhnall Gleeson. Really, ooh, baby. He is lovely. Just for me.
Yeah. He's great. Is he single?
I don't know.
Wifed up? I don't know.
Okay, friends, if you're listening right, you are listening right fucking now, find out if Domhnall Gleeson is single and then do your thing. Bother him and tell him this black lady loves him.
I mean, even if you guys just... Where's he from? Sweden, New Zealand? I don't know where
somewhere
he's from.
Somewhere overseas.
Like, somewhere overseas. If you were like, take me to the equivalent of like your favorite meal in your home country in LA. Like that, you guys could just have a nice conversation.
Imagine, yeah. Okay, whoever knows Domhnall Gleeson, please hook me up with him. Also, I think I'm saying his name right, but who fucking knows?
We'll go on a double date, me, you, and Ross. That'll take the pressure off.
I love that. Would create more pressure because I'd be like, what if we don't get along? What if he's an idiot? No. No, but I would go on a double date. I love this. Yeah. I want to read one more
please
Tinder profile because this one made me laugh. I don't want your pussy. I want your business. Come support this shop. And then has the Instagram of the shop and said, we outside. It's like a bar.
I'm not mad at you. Right? Get your paper, baby.
Get it. Like,
that's hilarious. That's like they made a Tinder profile for, wait, was it Ex Machina that they made a Tinder profile for the robot?
Wait, did they?
I think it was Ex Machina. And like people would swipe and they would like tell you either the show times or like something like that. I thought it was Ex Machina.
Oh, but as advertising?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. They might have done that. I thought you meant in the movie and I was like, shit, I don't think you've seen it.
No, she goes on Tinder. You don't know Nicole. I'm just kidding. She goes on Tinder and she orders a macchiato.
And then she's like, I don't want it. And they're like, Ex Machina. All right. Well, Shannon.
That's funny.
We've come to the end. Oh, do you have anything you want to promote? I think I forgot to do that in the last episode that I recorded. Whatever. Do you have anything you want to promote?
I have random things coming out all the time. I don't know when this is coming out, but you can keep up with me on my Instagram at Shannon Joy Rogers. And Rogers is with a D, RODGERS. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
You can see her lovely wedding dress. I love that you wore sneakers with it. I was like, oh, yeah. Ooh, this girl, she's staying true to herself, and I love it.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. It was really fun to have all that come together and within 2 weeks.
What?
Like, we called the parents, like, 2 weeks ago, and we're like,
holy shit.
We're gonna just elope right now and do a ceremony later, because trying to plan this is driving us nuts.
Oh, my God. So then they just, like, flew out. Did they stay in a hotel, or they stay with you?
They did. They stayed at the line, and then we stayed at the line too.
Oh, okay. That's so sweet. I really love that. I just love that it all came together in a way that like made you happy, and you looked so happy in those pictures.
Oh, thank you. It was truly a bless. Even that amount of just getting the parents here was kind of stressful. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, I'm so glad I'm not having like 100 people coming up talking in my face or like talking to my parents. I'm just like, let's just do this when things are a little bit less crazy.
Yeah. I feel like everything right now, even though things have like kind of opened up, I'm in the camp of like, things are still slightly rather stressful, like mundane things. Mm-hmm. Like going to a bar to me is a little stressful until I'm there and I feel okay. And there's enough open space. But there's some people who are like at music festivals having the times of their lives. And I'm like, boy, oh boy, I wish I could get there, but not yet.
No, I mean, it is so not worth it to just have an intimate conversation in a bar with like an acquaintance right now. You know what I mean? Like, it is just not worth it. Like,
yeah,
regardless of like all of the really negative side effects of COVID, but like just getting sick normally. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want a sinus infection right now. I don't even want like a little bit of a cold or anything. But the main thing I don't want, knock on wood, is to lose my sense of taste and smell. If I did, because I had some stupid fucking conversation over like beers at Jay's bar or something, I would go on a murdering spree.
Yeah. I love food so much. That would be devastating to me.
Absolutely.
Oh, just the thought of it's very haunting because I hadn't really thought about it. But it's like, what if I never got to taste ice cream again?
I keep seeing people being like, yeah, imagine it lasting for 11 months like me. Like, I'm like, yeah.
No, sorry.
It's too weird.
I don't fucking want it.
A friend of mine, it happened to him, but he said he could still tell that things were spicy or that things were sweet, but couldn't taste them.
Interesting.
And I was like, how on the taste buds is that working? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the sensation of like spiciness.
Maybe. I have a friend who also lost taste and smell, I think mostly. So he has a bunch of candles that he sniffs every morning to see if it's going to come back.
Should sniff probably coffee grinds too.
Oh, I'll tell them.
Neutralizes your nose. That's why they have coffee grinds at like perfume stands, because it's you smell a new perfume, then you sniff that, and you smell a new perfume, so it's like kind of cleanses your palate.
Interesting. I've never done that. I've just sprayed 100 different things. I've been like, don't know which one I like.
What's your go-to perfume
right now? So my old go-to was Christian Dior Michele. Mm-hmm. Now it's Victor and Rolf. And it, I don't know the name
flower
of it.
Flower bomb?
No, it comes in a bow.
It's the other one.
It comes,
it's not the flower bomb.
It's okay. Not flower bomb, but it, the bottle is a literal bow.
Mm-hmm, I know which one.
I just bought it on Sephora because I was like, this looks dumb. And I bought it and I was like, wait, this is my scent. Yeah.
But their scents are very like, they're just enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not like too overpowering. I have a roller of Dolce & Gabbana Parfum. And that's like my favorite. It's very warm. It's very spicy. And I like that.
Ooh, that I like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Shannon, we've come to the end. Oh, wait, would you date me?
So I made you a song.
This is well worth the wait because I have been meaning to have you on for so fucking long.
Well, I'm here. Here I am.
This is great.
Okay, so I'm going to play it for you. I've already coordinated with Marissa on how it's going to get into the podcast.
What
I told her
dream.
Don't tell you. But I did just make it like very quickly, not too long ago. So here's my answer to if I would date you.
Would I date you? Well, that's a motherfucking question. Would my presence be a present on a day you were stressing? Or when you're feeling depressing, would dating me make it less? Would the thought of us together feel like it was truly a blessing? Or is it truly a treat? I'll cook you food you can eat. Would my gumbo pot fill your heart and make it truly complete? So let's wear matching outfits, hypothetically. And would I date you, Nicole? Most definitely.
Oh, Shannon! I fucking love you. That was it was witty. It was great. Also, I really loved when we wore matching outfits.
Yeah, we could.
Oh my god, I fucking adore you. Congrats on getting married. I'm just
thank you.
Truly, and your new job. Well, I guess it's not new anymore. You've been there for a minute.
Oh, I can't. I'm not there anymore. But that's
just
okay.
Just kidding. No,
but I have some other things in the works that are just very early.
Then that makes me happy. And congrats on that.
We shall see. Yeah, keep up on the Instagram. You'll see.
Okay. Well, Shannon, truly a fucking joy. I love it.
Thanks.
If you love this episode of Oh, Why Won't You Date Me? You can like it. You can rate it. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And if you write me something nasty hitting on me, I will read it. So this person said, hey, Nicole, how do you feel about three ways? Well, I have a wonderful three way idea for you. Picture this. You, me, and Mateo Lane already out. He's one of my dear friends. We start things off hot and steamy by tying you down to a chair and putting a blindfold on you. Then we proceed to ignore you for the rest of the time. And it's basically ASMR of Mateo and I getting it on. Afterwards, we untie you and I'll give you a crisp high five. And a pat on the back.
Why do you have to be tied up? Why can't you just
watch?
You could be blindfolded, but you should be able to, you know, ASMR, but also
like
pleasure
be
yourself.
Free
or I don't know.
Leave the situation. Maybe it's they want to trap me, so I have to listen to my friend have sex. And honestly, been there, done that. It's not fun. All right. Well, bye bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solo-Taroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.